Acts of evil cannot come from a heart that is filled with God's love. This seems so obvious, doesn't it? But people have such a confused idea of love. You know, I know when a person does not love me, if they ask me to sin against God, they don't love me, because evil cannot proceed out of a heart of love. Listen to what the Apostle John says in 1 John 3:11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and killed his brother. And wherefore did he kill him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's were righteous. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death into life, because we love the brothers. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But whosoever has this world's goods, and sees his brother has need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in what we say, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. You see, to love God supremely and to love others sincerely is the way that God wants us to live. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help me to love today. Keep hatred far away from me. Keep the evil of enmity away. O Lord God, I pray I would treat everyone with love. And may I understand those who try to tempt me to do wrong, seduce me into evil, do not love me. For no one who loves would ask another person to sin against God. In Jesus' name, amen.